Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a pain-free Friday for El Stoll, and I'm in a ton of mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200. The bad, say the rugged, and the bad, apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, and a bad, take bad luck, bad do, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. Ooh. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dressed in plastic bags to break the traffic. Some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, just out of tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be. Shh, shake it up. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4227. Later, Michael Williams, host, contributor on CBS Sports Radio. That's my golf guy, right? In D.C., isn't that where he is? That's my man, Michael Williams. I haven't talked to him in a while. We'll do that at 11:04 East, 8:04 Vegas time. And then 11:40 East, 8:40 Vegas time, Joe Curley, Rams writer for the Ventura County Star, Joe Curley, Neil, with us tonight. We'll talk about everything. Todd Gurley, of course, at the Rams said that the players need to be prepared for a strike in 2021, and they should get guaranteed contracts like NBA players. Do you think the players will ever get guaranteed pieces of the pie, or will they have the owners push them around a little bit more? Here's what I want to know. Is that if they're going to strike in 2021, let's just think about how miserable we're going to be in 2021. So let me just express how miserable I am right now, because there's no, like, action or anything. Like, so baseball to me, I bet on it every day, right, because I'm so good at it. But I really think it sucks. It's boring, right? I prefer chicks in bikinis at the beach, you know. 10 out of 12 dentists prefer dental floss bikinis at the beach over baseball games, okay? So, like, when I watch baseball, I'm picking my nose, let's just be honest, right? And then I'm jonesing for football to start, right? So you're, like, waiting for football to start, right? That first week of college football, and then the following week is the opening game on Thursday Night Football where the Super Bowl champs play or whatever. And then that Sunday, it blows out, which is September 9th. So imagine 3 years from now when September 9th rolls around and there's no football for 6 months. I'm going to kill myself. I mean, honestly. Well, one good thing is, though, college football will never strike. Or wait a minute, I forgot. Northwestern wanted to strike. The smart kids in Evanston wanted to strike. So in 3 years, Mafia, we'll have no football. Can't wait for that. What do we talk about? I could think of some things we could talk about, but I won't. Anyway, President Trump is going after the NFL for their anthem policy once again after they put it on hold to discuss things with the Players Association. For someone who seems to be the leader of telling athletes to stay in their lane, should he butt out of this sports issue or keep of his criticism to keep sucking up to his base, is what I think Mafia put in here. I don't know what that means. I just know that he has become increasingly painful. Has he not? This guy, is it not on a daily and a weekly basis the most painful thing you've ever seen ever in the White House? How painful is this guy? I mean, honestly. And I liked the guy when I used to work for him. I thought he was cool. I got a kick out of him, right? I thought his wife was kind of hot, too. Like, seriously, I would have, like, you know, moved in on that for sure. Like, Pharrell, I get a lot of chicks. So when there's that move that they make on me, I just know that I'm ready to go. I would have, like, moved in that direction probably. I mean, 34C I'm limited to, but I'm open for offers. But I don't care about what he thinks of this stupid anthem. I really don't. And I got to tell you, those cheesy military anthem 25, 30-minute things they put on at all these NFL stadiums, I don't like those either. You know, God, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. I love you. I support you. I thank you for your service. Thank God bless you. You are the greatest thing that ever happened to this world. However, you're a pain in my ass on game day because it takes like an extra half an hour. I just want to see the game. I got a lot of money riding on it. Thank you very much. And the president should stay out of it because he sucks too. Okay? Are we getting all this in, Mafia? Because I really feel like I'm on a roll here early.
Hoo-ah!
Andrew Luck has been cleared for training camp and will have no limitations. I repeat, Andrew Luck will be at camp with zero limitations. The world is a better place. Michael Beasley has signed on a one-year deal with the Lakers. I think he did a rap song once called Back That Ass Up with LeBron James. So they're friends. I like Michael Beasley's game. How many times have I told you they should have re-signed Michael Beasley to the Knicks because he was the only guy on the team that could score, right? Porzingis doesn't play. He's candy ass. So they go in Michael, you know, chronic Beasley. Your boy just fills it up. Does he not, Shep? You got to admit that he can score. Ever since college, that guy could score. He's a scoring machine. Is he not? Does he not go to the hole and put the ball in the hole? 13 a game is pretty decent, isn't it, for a career? Is that not decent for a bench guy? All right, so more arsenals for LeBron. I think he likes playing with guys. He's a gangster, that guy. Beasley plays tough. Ujiri, the head of the Raptors, apologized for telling DeRozan that he wouldn't trade him at the Vegas Summer League, but also said he gave DeRozan and KC chance after chance to win, and they didn't, so they needed to make changes. Wow, so that's what he tacked on at the end? I'm sorry I lied to you, but you suck, so we're going to go in a different direction. We're going to fire the coach of the year, and we're going to get rid of you, the favorite son of Toronto, because you didn't get it done. Isn't this the same guy that goes out cussing in public at rallies and stuff? And, like, I mean, I'm starting to worry about him a little. How's that sound? Maybe the guy that the problem is him.
Right, because isn't that the same guy who put the team that couldn't win year after year after year together?
Yeah, he's the guy that is responsible for it. Tiger Woods is six shots off the lead at even par after the second round. How about how we do stories on the guy that's six shots off the pace, not the guy that's winning the G-damn tournament? Nice job there, fellas. I don't know who is winning. Zach Johnson tied with Kisner. Who, like, have you ever seen anything? All they care about is Tiger Woods. The producers even, they're like, here, Tiger Woods is six shots back. I don't even know who's winning. Here you go. Let's get focused. We've got tons of baseball all weekend. PharrellOnABench.com always delivers every day, and you know what I'm talking about. Cash. Cash is king. Straight cash, homie. Football is coming soon. NFL preseason, then college football blasts off. You need to be a member of PharrellOnABench.com, so sign up today.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, I don't know what happened. Did you see this, that Strasburg got into it with Scherzer tonight after a poor performance? The Braves beat the Nats, I think, 8-5, and apparently there was a little heated moment between Strasburg and Scherzer, like I was saying. I'm seeing all this stuff about those two going at it. I haven't seen the actual video yet of it happening. But I'd like to see that, to be honest with you. Is he the only guy on that team that really, I mean, when you think about it, at the end of the day, that shows up to work, to perform? I mean, honestly, like, I'll give you credit, Harper, he hits home runs and drives in runs. But seriously, who else does anything on that team? They're so average, it's not even funny. I can't even believe how average they've been this year. Because, you know, aren't they, like, allegedly loaded? Right? Aren't they supposed to be like a division winner and the playoff team annually that flops? Strasburg 6-7. He gave up 6 earned runs, got lit up for 8 hits, a couple of walks. His ERA 3.90. They used 5 pitchers in that game tonight.
I just watched the video.
And what happened?
Strasburg comes off the mound after they pulled him and kind of comes in. And as he's coming down the steps, he gets, you know, like a tap on the tush from the manager and from Scherzer. And he kind of sits down on the bench and then looks back up at Scherzer and says something to him, like, barks at him. And Scherzer kind of turns around and is like, what's your problem? And then goes back at him, like, yelling back at him. And then Strasburg gets up and goes down the stairs, and Scherzer follows him down, I guess, to, you know, keep talking in the privacy of the clubhouse there. But for some reason, it seemed like he was saying, hey, don't worry about it or something like that, and Strasburg just started yapping at him.
All right, so I'm seeing the I'm waiting for this now. I have to see this because – I'm condoning teammate fighting here. I'm looking for a good teammate fight tonight or any day this weekend. Here we go. I'm looking at it. Strasburg gets credit from all of his managers and coaches. Nice performance after he was horrible. And then now here we go. I don't even know what's going on there. He's like, well, let's go do it then. Let's go outside and fight. Let's go. You want to do it? Let's go. Or maybe it was, where do you think we should go to dinner? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to eat steaks tonight. I want seafood. And then they went and had dinner together.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Get out of there a little early before the game's done, yeah? Maybe.
Yeah. Well, he got out before the game was done, all right.
Well, yeah, he definitely did that. Would you consider him a bust? I mean, he's had a good record for a couple of years here and there, but with all the injuries he's had now, he was supposed to be pretty much what Scherzer is for that team, just a dominant ace that just mows guys down, and every fifth day you're locked for a win. I haven't felt like he's been like that for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he's a bust. I still think he's tough to face. I still think he's got good stuff.
You think he's lived up to the hype?
He definitely has not lived up to the hype of, like, that he's this great pitcher where he's, you know, superior in that echelon over others like Scherzer is. Scherzer's stuff is so filthy, and he brings so much gas. He throws 97 miles an hour on, like, pretty much, like, all his pitches are just insane. He brings it so hard. So he's the guy that you can count on, right? That's the guy that you can count on. I really don't, to be honest with you, feel that, frankly, that you can count on anyone on the Nationals anymore on that pitching staff. Seriously, because you can say whatever you want, but these guys, like, I think Gio Gonzalez is pitching tomorrow. He's been terrible, too. I mean, honestly, like, look at their numbers. I'm not, like, do you think I'm kidding? I'm going to prove it to you. He's 6-6. So, I mean, so he's given up. He's actually, you know, he's under a 4 ERA. I'll give you that. So this season, he's higher than usual. His ERA is a little higher, but it's all relatively in the same neighborhood of his normal numbers that he does, which is you know, career, they would say a 3.6 something ERA. He's 3.7 this year. Now 3.94 in July, 3.72 on the season. My problem with him is, this is just me, that he's lost 5 of 6. So he was 6-1, right? And then he lost 5 out of 6 games, right? So he's lost, and now he's, you know, he's 500. But he lost, this is going back to, his July's been atrocious. In late June, or middle June, he loses at Toronto, then loses to Baltimore. How do you do that? At home, no less. And then at Tampa, loses 11-0 and gave up 6 earned runs. And then Philadelphia loses 4-3 and gave up just 3 earned runs. That was a pretty good outing. Miami, he wins 3-2 and gives up 2 earned runs, and then loses at Pittsburgh on a 7-11 day, free Slurpee day nationally, a very important holiday. Shep and I go to 7-11 that day and drink Slurpees until we have brain freeze and migraine headaches and CTE, which we don't take lightly. But Gary Bettman and Roger Goodell do.
You've been a baseball fan for a long time, yeah?
Also, Larry Fedora doesn't take it seriously, brain freeze and CTE. What?
You've been a baseball fan for a long time. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I see.
I mean, am I wrong that stinks that he's lost 5 of 6? Has he not been bad? Has he not been disappointing? Is he not their number three guy, without a doubt? And then, I mean, they've been pitching with Roark and him and Scherzer. That's it. Because all these other guys have been injured. Strasburg's been out. They've had everybody out. Doolittle's on the DL. They've had everybody on there, literally. Doolittle's their guy, too, their closer. He was at the All-Star game, though. I don't remember seeing him pitch. But anyway, I just think that they're disappointing. So I have no problem. I have no idea what he said, but he said something to him, and then they got into it a little bit. But I got to be honest with you. I want a captain like that or somebody on my team that's willing to call somebody out and say, you know, I mean, my God, dude, throw some strikes or something. Can you get anybody out? Dominic in Ontario, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how's it going?
How's it going, Dom?
Good. I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah, man.
Since LeBron came to the Lakers,
right,
do you think LeBron will take them to an NBA title?
I have my doubts, Dominic. I really do. Everybody thinks that they're going to win the NBA championship. And I'm sorry, a 35-win team's not winning anything in my book. I think he'll take them to, 50-win territory. Fair enough, which is good. But to me, those teams, Shep, would you agree in the 60s that win, like the Rockets and the Warriors, teams that are the Celtics and the Sixers and the Raptors, all those teams had a lot more wins, and they are, you know, betting-wise, more dangerous teams to bet on and to believe in as the ones that win 60-plus games, not some team that wins 50 games.
100%. And when they talk about LeBron James as a future center this year,
right,
that's a bad
sign. Do you think – you don't seriously think they're going to win an NBA championship, do you?
They're not making it to the finals ever, ever.
I don't even – I don't know about that, but I'm willing to say I don't see him winning a title there. Now, we'll see. I mean, that'd be great if he did. Because it'd be another incredible stone in his legacy. You know what I mean? Like, the guy, if he wins, you know, he brought one to Cleveland after 52 years, Dominic, and no one thought he could do that, and he beat the Warriors down 3-1, right? They came back and won. So no matter what happened, he got the ring. He got the championship. So you can say whatever you want about the series or Draymond Green or whatever else, but they won it. So now he's got a chance to, like, he won the two in Miami, which were loaded team, super team, and now he's going to a very young, talented team, but not a super team, not, in my view, a loaded team. It'd be loaded if they had Kawhi Leonard on it, too, but they're not loaded now. I think they have talent, but I don't think they're loaded. Do you think they're better off without Randall than having Beasley? Who else did they get? JaVale McGee? And what was the other bum they got? Lance Stevenson's a bum. I like Rondo's game, but those guys are all, you know, I like Rondo, but the rest of them, you know, whatever. They're average at best. I mean, hacks. They're hacks. It's a nice way of putting it. I don't think they win a championship, Dominic. And are you a Raptors fan after they took your boy DeRozan from you?
Yeah.
Are you mad about it?
Yeah, I am, because I don't think it was a good deal, because I think Kawhi will leave, and then they'll have DeMar.
Do you like the hockey team, too?
No, I cheer for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Wow, so you live in Ontario, but you root for the Vegas Golden Knights. Why is that?
I just thought because they're an expansion team, and...
So you don't root for the Leafs and you live in Ontario?
Yeah.
So what do your friends think of that?
They think I'm crazy.
So you could care less about John Tavares playing on the Leafs?
Well, I think that was a good deal. I like that.
That's a good deal. Jay, do you want to say anything mean to the kid, like screw you or anything?
Sounds like a cute kid, but...
Screw you, kid. You can't live in Ontario.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't make sense.
You can't root for the outsiders. I like your style, though, pulling for Vegas. At least you went all in on the Gucci pick there. And then, you know, of course, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. unlike your team that never wins the Stanley Cup. 1967, you don't even know. Do you think that 1967 was when World War II was?
No.
Hey, so what grade are you in?
I'm going in the grade 8.
Grade 8. I think my son is in grade 8.
Cool.
My son's 14, but he'll be 14 in, is that right, Mafia? I don't know. How old is my son? He'll be 14 in December. So, yeah, he's in your grade. He's in 8th grade. I think Gunner's in 8th grade, right?
I believe so.
Listen, you lose track because chicks dig me. I don't have time for all these birthdays and remembering how old people are. I mean, listen, Dominic, I'm old. I'm like a rock in the desert, just old with moss on it. And you know, does your grandpa, like when he farts, like is it kind of like the whole family gets all, you know, grandpa's farting again type thing?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I'm like. All right. All right, I love you. I'll see you later, dude.
All right, thank you.
Later. Did that kid just bring up his grandfather farting on the show?
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Shep, we used to call you Shepherd's Pie, and then Iron Shep, off of the old legendary TV show Iron Chef. It was like I don't even remember it now, but it was like I think it was a cooking contest show, right? It was like a contest, and then didn't the guy like bring out a bunch of swords or something, like 100 miles an hour, like machetes, and start cutting people and stuff, chopping heads off? Guy was great. Anyway, what else did we call you? Oh, Good Egg Dave. That was the worst nickname that anyone in their right mind has ever given anyone in civilization. Covino and Rich from Sirius gave you that nickname. It was the worst. Do you remember how bad that nickname was when you used to come in and you'd go, yeah, I just got done doing Covino and Rich. So these are the greatest guys ever, Covino and Rich. I love them. But, and I party with them in Vegas everywhere. They're the coolest. But their nickname giving is just it's just bunk. So they gave you this terrible nickname. You used to come in, yeah, they call me Good Egg Dave. And I'm like, how femmy is that? Good Egg Dave. Who, like, what is that? It's so bad. I just called him Dead Air Dave, and because it was so funny that I had it wrong, I go, what, they used to call you Dead Air Dave? And everyone started laughing. So the new guy, Dave Ettinger's in here, and he's like, he's eating his sandwich, like he's got like a bologna sandwich going, and he's sitting in the corner, and I could see on his face like, oh, Jesus Christ, don't call me Dead Air Dave. And then so now his nickname is Dead Air Dave because I saw his face like turn red. He was like, I want no part of this nickname. He goes, I've never had a nickname. Don't name me that. Like, you definitely were thinking that. At one point in that conversation, you had to be thinking, do not call me that. You have to be honest. At some point, you thought, oh, no, he's not going to do that to me, is he?
It's all good.
I know,
I can take it. Whatever
listen,
it is, I can handle it.
You have to understand that if I give you a nickname in here, it's the stuff of legend. Like, I only give nicknames to people I like. And people that I don't like, I just call them by their first name, which is terrible. There's nothing worse than someone goes, do you remember when the boss that was here, that used to be here, my boy Olive, used to say to me, hi, Scott, oh, we need to meet. I'd be like, what? No one calls me Scott, ever. Not my wife, nobody. No one has called me anything but Pharrell for like 50 years. Pharrell, legend. No one calls me Scott. And then how many times have I ever called you Mafia Brian? What could be worse than
Never.
That? I mean, it is the worst name ever.
Only your family calls me Brian. You always call me Mafia.
My family all calls you Brian.
And you always introduce me as Mafia, too. Wherever we go, it's just Mafia.
Well, and it's taken on a life of its own. Like,
yeah.
You should see the guy walks through the gym with all these rich people. I was going to say something really bad right there. I stopped myself. These just stuck-up rich... so they all yell, you hear him, he walks through the hallway, you hear him yelling, Mafia, 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 Mafia. And it's funny because all the people that have no idea what's going on are turning around looking for people to kill them.
Mafia.
I mean, it's like, this is what it's like walking down the hall.
Mafia,
and then
Mafia,
and people are like,
Mafia,
what the,
Mafia,
Pharrell,
Mafia.
What? And then when he plays basketball, the whole game you hear people yelling when he scores.
Mafia, Mafia.
And when he makes a bad play, I'm like, Mafia.
Mafia.
And he's like, screw you. No one calls me Scott. What could be worse than that? How do you feel about your new nickname, Dead Hair Dave?
I like it. It's good. So when I'm actually on the air, then, you know, it'll stick.
Yeah.
You don't want it to stick. It's not a compliment.
No, but it actually is, because it was so funny when it happened. Because think about it. In the moment that I was trying to figure out all of Shep's terrible nicknames that he's had over the years, you were sitting there eating a bologna sandwich, and you're like, and then I kind of was like, well, what's your nickname? And he's like, I don't have one. And I'm like, you've never had a nickname? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, what's your last name? He's like, Ettinger. I go, that's like the worst name ever. There's nothing I can bounce off of that. Ettinger. What is Steve Ettinger? Wasn't he a football player? I think he played at Michigan. He was like a lineman. Look it up. Anyway, if I get that right, I swear to God, I'm the greatest sports host ever. I think there was a Steve Ettinger. He played at Michigan. He was a lineman. He was like a big, fat lineman. Am I wrong? No? Nothing? No. Fail. I believe it, though. I think there was, and they just didn't they didn't put him on Wikipedia because he was so bad as a player. He didn't reach any kind of cult-like status. What was the guy's name that played for the Patriots all those years? He's in the Hall of Fame. I'm thinking now it's really becoming a struggle. This is going to be – who was the great – oh, God. Pull up Patriots in the Hall of Fame. So many – John Hannah just got in there, and I was thinking, so maybe I thought of him. Maybe he was next door neighbors with Steve Ettinger. Dead Air Dave is here with us tonight, finally working with a nickname in full regalia. He's got full status now on the bench. It's what you've been in here like three nights in a row, haven't you?
That's right.
Have you learned everything yet?
Yeah, Mafia's he's a good teacher.
All right, so you think you're ready to go now?
100%.
All right. Cary in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Cary. All right. So anyway, Shep, which one of your nicknames did you feel that you liked the best? Because I never remembered you liking any of them. You didn't like Shepherd's Pie. You didn't like Iron Shep. Did you really like Good Egg Dave?
I didn't, but you know what, Pharrell, just to comment on that for a second. When you do say our first names, we're in trouble. We never want you to say our first name.
Right.
Because then we really, you know what, up.
You've certainly had your fair share of moments, Shep.
Which is the reason he's never said mine and has said yours multiple times.
Right. Yeah. No, when you say David, I'm done. Yeah. I literally will take myself almost out of the room. So
I'll never forget the
way.
Day. Yeah. I will never forget when you disappeared on me in Las Vegas for like 24 hours. And I had like your wallet and your everything. And you remember you left the... You left the tent because I said that you a ghost had knocked us off the air, and you were convinced that a ghost had actually knocked us off the air, and you ran with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Elvis has
then who knocked us off the air? A ghost? And you're like, yes, because I didn't do it. And there was no one there, so Shep was convinced a ghost had knocked us off the air. And then when I made fun of him for an hour on the radio, he went on a walk down the strip in Las Vegas, and he never came back for like a full 24 hours.
I'm not exaggerating.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating.
That was the greatest thing ever.
So we went to, it was an Arby's, it wasn't a Denny's, but it was like a barbecue type restaurant. And by the end of the trip, I was legitimately in tears. Because, no, I'm dead serious. You remember I like broke down?
It was a...
you know what I'm talking about?
It was a Chili's I took
yes,
you to.
Yes, yes.
In the airport in Vegas. Late night Chili's at the Vegas airport. They got one open till like midnight. That's it. And we got a late meal. And then I don't know what happened. Was I grilling you or something and you started crying?
No.
You were just so sad that you thought you had let me down.
I did let you down. There's no thinking about it.
Yeah,
I actually did.
We've been enabled for whatever reason. We got a bunch of mama's boys right now.
That was Shep at the Chili's. Listen closely. You can tell that he's having a breakdown.
We're soft. We've been enabled for whatever reason. We got a bunch of mama's boys right now.
See? So we've had a lot of great success with Shep over the years. Tremendous success. Very few failures. But one of the sore spots was the trip to Vegas where he saw ghosts and then eventually started crying.
You realize that was my last trip, right?
It was your last trip.
Yes.
But it was, you know, look on the bright side. At least you got to do it. Oh, do you remember how horrible it was? We stayed in that dump, that stupid-ass Lexer or whatever it's called, Excalibur. Oh, my God, does that place suck.
Pharrell.
I don't care what anybody says. That place is the worst.
You're a national host. For most people, it's an upgrade.
Are you kidding?
For me, it was a big-time upgrade.
I mean, the Excalibur, you liked it?
Yes. It had a TV.
It was his own place. It was an upgrade from his apartment. I'd been to his apartment.
Do you remember?
That was an upgrade probably.
No, listen, do you remember how bad that place was? It was so bad that you couldn't even get a chair at the pool, like if hell froze over. You would have not gotten a chair at that pool. There was no, literally, anywhere to go at the pool. You could not go in the water. You could not sit. You could only watch people get hammered drunk. There were thousands of, like, I don't know, drunk losers in the pool just drinking their faces off and chain smoking. And it was like the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the pool was like a human ashtray. It was. It was filled with humans smoking and drinking and putting their cigarette butts out in the pool. It was the worst. And Shep was having the time of his life. I was like, in hell. I wanted to leave and go to the Four Seasons. I did. I did leave and go to the Four Seasons with my boy Jack, right? I went with Jack to the Four Seasons. I had to escape the Excalibur. I don't really care what anyone thinks of me there either in Vegas when I say that place is a dump, because it is, right? I mean, let's face facts. I hate to say it. I mean, I tell it like it is, and then people get all bent out of shape.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.